Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You, where every week we have somebody coming in talking about real estate, talking about mortgages, talking about title companies, all kinds of stuff. Well, today we have a guy that I have been trying to get on here forever, and he's been snobbing me off forever, and it's just amazing. I finally got him to come in here, and he's my good friend, Kevin Timoshenko. And, you know, Kevin, every time I think your name, I think about real estate, actually. I see your name, and it's just real estate pops in my head. How you doing?
Wonderful, Brett.
Wonderful. Good. You look good. And you're past COVID, and everybody's doing okay?
Everyone's doing great.
Excellent. So I wanted to bring you in today. You know, I don't know if people know Kevin, but when you're listening to this podcast, Kevin has a company called Metropolitan Companies now, it's called, right?
That's good pickup.
You saw that, right? I was on the website last night, and I have to say, we've known each other for 20-some years, I'd say, whatever. And I was on the website, and it blew me away. You're doing so much. Metropolitan Companies, correct me if I'm wrong, is a development company, a building company, and a management company. It's all those things together. But you have different companies within that company, correct?
That's the umbrella company.
That's the umbrella. So that's the one on top. So why don't you do this? Tell me your story. How did you get into investing in real estate?
How far back do you want to go?
I want to go back to the very beginning. I kind of remember you buying a two-unit or something like that. You told me a story at one point about buying a property, and it was, you were really nervous, and it was a big deal.
Well, the first property I ever bought was a row home.
Okay. In Reading, right?
743 Birch Street.
You actually remember the address?
Sure.
Oh my gosh.
So when I moved here for a job in 1985.
Okay.
And I was looking for real estate.
Gotcha.
And I bought this house for $9,000.
Wow.
Out of bankruptcy.
Wow.
And
what was the condition of that house?
No running water.
Oh my gosh.
And no windows.
Oh gosh. Wow.
So I had to borrow $1,400 from my sister to buy it.
Oh my gosh.
I remember, you know, going to that first settlement. And yeah. I've never been in a settlement. I was a 22-year-old kid. I thought, there's going to be big, ugly, hairy people there, and they're going to, you know, I have no clue what I was
doing. Well, you don't know, right? You have no idea, right?
You know, my father was a school bus driver, so I wasn't raised in a real estate family. And bought it for $9,000, and the girl I was dating at the time, her father came and put all the plumbing in, which in a row home, it's only like 30 feet.
Yeah, right, exactly.
15 feet in and 15 feet up, so
it
wasn't a lot.
It's not a lot, yeah.
But, you know, But it took me a few months to do that. And I tell people, I took cold showers.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine.
For 3 months because I had
no furnace. Hot water.
I had no hot water. I couldn't afford the furnace yet.
Oh, my gosh. So you're living in this place.
Living in it. We're living in it. And, you know, I was poor.
Yeah.
And like all poor people, you get your friends to help.
It's right. Funny. Of course.
People don't help me now.
Yeah.
But they help me.
True, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So all my college friends came and we painted the inside.
That's funny.
We painted the outside. And my next door neighbor, as luck would have it, worked for E.G. Smith.
Oh, wow.
Putting furnaces in.
Boy, that's a good friend to have right there.
So yeah. you put a furnace in for a case of beer.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
So I finally had hot water.
Wow.
So I used to go to the Y. YMCA.
Yeah, because they had the facilities.
And I would just take, that's why I take a lot of my showers. I work out and just try to take a
How old are you at this point?
22.
Oh my gosh.
22, 23. And sold it. I was being transferred to New England.
Oh, interesting.
I knew this when I took this job for Cabot in Boyertown. And I sold it for $23,000 3 months
Ooh.
Later. Thought I was a millionaire.
Yeah.
Made $14,000. I never saw that kind of money.
Right. But did something go off in your head at that point? Did something go, wow, this is pretty interesting. Did it hit you then or no?
So, no, it hit me prior to that when I was in college.
Okay.
You know, I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I just didn't know what field to go into. And I, you know, back in college in the 80s, the wealthiest people in the world were media, oil and gas, and real estate.
Interesting.
Well, the first two, I really sucked at English.
So yeah, right.
And I wasn't anywhere near oil and gas.
I was going to say, not a whole lot of oil in Pennsylvania in this area. Yeah.
So I knew I wanted to go into real estate.
Wow. So that's the conscious decision that happened right there. Right. Did you, that's amazing. And totally amazing.
As luck would have it,
yeah.
I moved to Berks County, which I never even heard of. And real estate was so cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I couldn't have done this in Montgomery County where I grew up.
Correct.
My first house would have been $120,000, which I couldn't afford it.
Right.
It was $9,000 a row home.
That's an interesting point, is that it had a lot to do with location. Well, they would say real estate's location, location, location. So that had a lot to do with location. And then so you go from that. Now, did you have in your mind, this is a question I thought of last night, did you all of a sudden go, I want to be a real estate mogul then? Like, I want to be, did you know it was going to get to the level that it's at right now?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You don't know exactly.
So the vision was there.
Vision was there since I was seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, I tell people this without sounding weird or corny or whatever.
No, not at all.
You know, I think like there's certain people who just have that vision and you know, make it come. Like,
yeah.
Whether it's Barbara Streisand in music, yeah. But like they know at a very young age who they're going to be.
Yeah.
I just knew I was going to be that. I didn't know the form because you're a young kid. And you
absolutely.
Don't know, but I just knew I was going to get there.
Well, you know what it is? I think you figure out the rest. If you have that, if there's that thing out in front of you, yeah, you don't know where the rights are going to be or the lefts are going to be. You don't know any of that stuff, but the vision is there.
Yep.
And you just know that every choice and every decision you make in life is still in the path to get to where you want to be, right?
That's exactly.
Yeah. So it's funny. I'm reading this book right now. It's called The Psychology of Money. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good book. And the guy talks about that is that, you know, there's going to be, you're going to have setbacks. You're going to have different things along the way. But if you're still focusing on that goal, you know, that's what's most important.
What's interesting also, Brad, is when it's in your being.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
People now are attracted to you. And every time they talk to you, it's about real estate.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah, because that's who you are. That's correct. Who you are. You can't be anything different than that.
You know me, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you said, the first thing you think of is real estate. Right.
Absolutely. First thing I think of, apartments, actually.
Not my good looks.
I think of apartments first. Well, that's Jess thinks of that, of course, first, you know. But no, it's usually just apartments is what I think. When I see big complexes, right. I think of you. I think about, I wonder if Kevin's involved in that. Does he own that? You know, who knows? I'm always looking to see if Metropolitan's involved there. So now this has moved on. Now you have other companies. The Metropolitan Manager Group is one that's been around for quite some time.
First, yeah, it was 1995 or something.
That's the one I remember. Then now you have a development group, a building group, and a commercial development type of a company. So you're doing commercial. The development thing is what I saw is taking off like crazy. I mean, you're developing land.
All over the place.
That's a lot different than apartments.
Yeah. Yeah. So how we got into that, how it morphed all into this was, you know, I got lucky also, you know, when in 1986, when they changed the tax laws. Now, you might be too young to remember that.
I don't
but
remember
before
that.
Before 1986, wealthy people owned real estate for the tax write-offs.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So in 1986, they just write them off. They'd buy a $1 million property, just write it off in 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So they're trying to write off their income as a doctor or lawyer or whatever that was.
Yeah, yeah.
So in 1986, they changed the tax laws. And therefore, real estate had to become self-sufficient. You had to make mm-hmm. money on your own.
Right.
So I happened to hit that right in stride. So, and people started selling all the real estate.
Ah, yes.
Because they weren't getting the same write-offs.
Right.
So
it didn't mean as much to them as it meant to you now.
Well, right. Because they didn't get the write-offs. You actually had to make money.
Right.
They didn't care about making money.
Right. Got
much,
it.
Right?
Totally get it.
So my first five or six properties were out of bankruptcies. Like I bought Washington Towers. Berkshire Gardens out of bankruptcy, Wyomissing Gardens out of bankruptcy.
I remember all these, yeah.
Yeah, so I bought them all out of bankruptcy because back in 1991, no one wanted to own apartments. It was a dirty business.
Wow.
Today, it's a very sexy business. Right? Like, everyone wants to be in apartments. I mean, everyone, right?
Yeah.
So, but I've been doing it for 35 years back when no one wanted it.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. And you got those at a good foundation too. You got those at a price of that time.
Yeah, I bought Wyomissing Gardens at $8,000 a unit.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Back in 1981.
It's not even, I mean, what is, I don't even know what it is today.
Do you have time for me to tell you that story?
Absolutely. Go ahead. We got time.
Somebody walks into my office. I'm at the Metropolitan building that I owned in Center Park, Center Avenue.
Center Avenue. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And they said they were being evicted from their property. I said, where do you live? They go, Brookline Manor. I go, what do you mean you're being evicted? Well, the government's taking it back.
Yeah, I remember that.
So again, a light bulb goes off in my head. I'm like, the government's taking it back. So I did a little research. It was going up for a HUD sale. Mm. So I tried to get in front of the HUD sale and offer them money. And I was almost at the finish line. At the very end, we had a contract. And the very end, they go, no, we found another $500,000 in taxes you have to pay. I go, I ain't doing it. So I was going to pay them $2.3 million.
Right.
So the government didn't sell it to me. They took it back. And then they put another $1 million into it.
Wow.
And we're at an auction. So now they're putting up for auction, you know, a year later, whatever it was. There's three people there. You had to give a $100,000 certified check just to bid. And there must have been 100 people there. And I'm only 25, 26 years old.
Oh my gosh.
And the first guy bid like $100,000. And I'm like, okay, I went to 700,000. Then it was only me and one other guy who bid. And there was 13 bidders who gave 100 grand. They never bid. But anyway, maybe it wasn't 13, maybe it was like six guys.
Yeah.
But he went, 900, I went 925. He went 1.1, I went 1.125. He went 1.3, I went 1.325. Going. And I jumped out of my chair because I'm like, I just bought it for 1.3.
And they fixed it up.
And they put $1 million into it. And that's your federal government tax dollars at work. I was going to give them 2.3 a year earlier.
This is why the government shouldn't own properties.
They shouldn't be involved in anything.
They shouldn't be involved in anything, exactly. I agree with you there. So yeah, that's an amazing story. And you still have that property, right? Yeah, you still own it. Yep. And it went from Brookline to being Wyomissing Gardens.
Which is another funny story.
You changed the marketing of it.
I changed the name.
Changes
I must
everything.
Have got 8 phone calls from people on Wyomissing going, you can't do that. I said, listen, lady, I'll call it the goddamn state of Texas if I want. You can't. She goes, you're not in Wyomissing. I'm the next block over. I go, no, it's Wyomissing.
It's Wyomissing. It's Wyomissing. Yeah, you can't tell somebody how to name the property.
Exactly. I got so many phone calls from people in Wyomissing.
I'll call it Texas Apartments. That's good. Oh, that's some good stuff, man. What a great story. So, yeah, let's keep going. This is good. So let me go into – so you have all these development companies down. Now, also – you have another thing called, I don't know if this is you, but Modus Equities, is that you guys
it's
too?
It's another division, yeah.
It's another division, right?
Yeah.
And they're buying, that's a buying entity also.
It's another commercial buying entity.
Right. Because I see it on the DMB office there. I see it on their sign there. So, but yeah, so that's another company there. And so how's that going?
Awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I have two partners there, Brian Cole and Dan Gring.
Okay, so that's DMB.
Right.
Excellent. They're everywhere. I mean, I see their signs all over the place. So they must be doing. I want to actually have them both come in here and do a podcast because I have another seat here.
They're great guys. They're great partners. So 2 years ago, well, Brian's not involved in DMB as much.
Okay.
2 years ago, we merged our company. I used to have my own apartment building company.
Right.
And so DMB and us merged.
Oh, cool. So awesome.
That's why we're growing.
It sounds like a good merge.
It was a phenomenal merge.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, and I've heard about that, which is great.
I think we would have done in 2019 40 million.
Wow.
And now we're going to do 140 million.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
We're from Delaware to Philadelphia to Harrisburg. We're in Easton.
All with one property in Reading. It's amazing. So let's talk about this. I had said before about what makes this all tick. We had talked about this right before we went live. Like this is a big machine now. This is not just you kind of just, overseeing everything. I mean, you do, but there's a lot of people involved now.
A lot.
Yeah. Like, so what's the secret sauce? Like what do you say? Hey, if you want to start a business, you want to have good people. This is what you need to do. Or this is how I do it. You're not going to tell me, are you?
Why would I give you the answers?
You don't like to give me secret sauce answers, I guess.
I don't know if there's one answer for it. For me, I don't even know if this is an answer or not. But, when I was first building the company, I was so cheap and I drove every nickel, as you know.
I remember.
My reputation.
Yes, you have a reputation. Yes, it does.
About how cheap I was.
Red Solo cups. And, could tell that story another day.
Right. So what I realized later on is not to be so cheap and then to share in some of the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So over the last 5 to 10 years, I made people equity partners.
Oh, that's cool.
I've given away the wealth and it's their company, it's part of their company. They're partners in it.
Yeah.
I don't need to drive all these divisions. I have partners who drive them for me.
Yeah. So when you, and that is brilliant. I mean, it's profit sharing basically, or if you want to call it that.
It is.
But what's nice about that is that the ownership, when somebody has ownership in something, it's amazing. Like I always say when I hear, people say they're paying for all their kids' college. That's great. That's all wonderful. But I also believe there's got to be some kind of buy-in, whether they pay for their food or pay for something. I always feel that when you're getting something, you should have some kind of buy-in because it means more to you when you have buy-in. So when you have somebody like that, that you're making part of equity partners, when the company's losing, they're losing. When it's winning, they're winning. You know, and I think that's great. I didn't realize you were doing that. And that's awesome.
Well, I do it not with all my divisions, not the apartment division.
Forget that.
Right. So, but it's development because I've hired expert people who've been in the field for, here's what I do. I give equity away. I don't want to say that's not the
give it away. Yeah. Where it's earned.
Right. Where I don't have expertise.
Gotcha.
So if I want to start a commercial division, which we started, I'm not an expert. I'm good. I'm okay at it. I'm not an expert. So if I bring an expert in, they want to be paid well. They want to be compensated well. They want skin in the game. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've done in the last, 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, and it's funny. Every story you hear about success is you have to realize your weaknesses and what you're not good at. Okay, and you need to hire or partner with the people that are good at that because we don't need three of you or four of you. You need people that do other things. And that's smart.
And it's so true because, when we have our staff meetings or our partnership meetings, you get that back and forth. And that's
absolutely
what you want. You don't want everybody agreeing with Kevin.
No, because absolutely not.
You want that dialogue back and forth and you'll come to a better decision then.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So tell me, going through all this, I was talking about that book I'm reading and they talk about setbacks. What was your biggest setback in your career? Like any time that you thought, I'm done with this. I'm fed up. I want to do something else or I want to get out of this. You hear people all the time, we filed bankruptcy on this company or this company. What was it? Do you have that story?
I don't.
Okay.
That's awesome. It's in my blood. I mean, I could go bankrupt tomorrow and start real estate tomorrow.
It's funny.
The next day,
so true.
It's just, I've never really had a business setback. I've had a personal setback.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've never had a business setback where I ever wanted to get out. Real estate is one of the most beautiful businesses on the planet, as you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is just a beautiful, beautiful business. There's so many benefits to real estate, from tax advantages to 1031 tax exchanges to
there's a ton.
Equity, when you're knocking down your mortgage, your debt reductions as you're paying, there's a lot.
And also I think what you're, it sounds weird, but what you're giving to the community. I mean, everybody needs a place to live. I think about what would Wyomissing and West Reading be now without the Metropolitan, without
Lofts at Narrow.
You see, seriously, I mean, look what B2 now, the success that is really starting to have. Yep. And that whole area is just gorgeous now. The development that has happened through Equus, I guess, who did a lot of that. And, to me, that's a destination now. I think finally in Reading, we have a destination that, which I think is awesome. I'm very proud of it.
Please don't bring up Vanity Fair again because I came in second on that bid. So you don't even want to know.
You should have told me this before we started talking now.
I live in the Metropolitan, by the way.
Yes, I know that.
So I've got to drive past that damn development every day of my life. And ask my kids, every day I just go, that was mine. I don't know how I lost that one.
Did you not go high enough, I guess?
I don't think it was a matter of price.
Okay.
I think it was a matter of expertise.
Okay.
And Equus kicked my butt. They're just
okay. Well, that's interesting. So you take that on.
Yeah. Their presentation was much better than mine. More professional. Now.
Did you learn from that?
Oh my God. Now with the staff I have.
Yeah.
And I just beat them out on a big deal. And it was like, I don't celebrate often. I celebrated that one because beating Equus out on a deal.
It's a big deal.
Because they're a billion. They're a few billion dollar companies.
Yeah, they're a big deal.
To choose me versus them, that was a pretty cool feeling.
But you learned from that other one. That's cool. That's how you have to be. So does fear ever play a part in your life? Do you ever have fear about or sit there and go, oh man, this is making me nervous. I just bought this or anything like that. Like, is there any fear?
All the time.
Really?
Every single day.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I tell people, I don't know if it's necessarily as true today as it was for the first 30 years.
Yeah.
I wake up every day thinking I'm going broke.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You wake up every day thinking you're going broke.
Yeah.
Now, is that something that drives you?
It does.
Is that on purpose that you wake up that way?
No. It's just, I wake up, just afraid I'm going to lose it all.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like,
has that always been there?
Always. Very I think it just gets you out of bed in the morning. It's a weird, it's a weird thing to say to somebody. Like, I'm a fairly successful guy. You're like, what do you mean you're going to go broke? How could you possibly?
Yeah.
It's not quite as there because I don't think I can really go broke from what I have now.
But, I'm pretty sure. You can't go broke.
But it's still that fear of
But that's okay. You're human.
Yeah.
You're human. I mean, you know, and you never know.
We have, you know, we have, I'm probably one of the most conservative people you'll meet.
Yeah, I know.
Which is,
you not, are not just political. No, you are. No, I'm talking money wise.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't take big risk and I do, you know, $80 million projects and
yeah.
people go, how can you not take risk? Cause it's all calculated for me. You know, it's
right.
very,
it makes
very
sense.
Calculated.
That's not risk for you then.
It is not risk because it's really from an outsider's looking in, they're going, yeah. $80 million is not risk. Not if it's calculated.
Amazing.
So, and we were talking earlier, and it's, you know, development. We have 40 development projects going on right now where we're, you know, moving dirt or building buildings, 40 of them at one time.
And we have a housing shortage. So, this is a good time for you to prosper, I'll tell you, because we need more houses in Berks County. How can you help us out there?
It's government.
Government, yeah.
It's all government.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's funny because all the... But, you know, it's all the municipalities, not in my backyard. Well, yeah. How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Because everybody wants their own house until the field across the street. Oh, we want our house, but we don't want the next guy to have a house.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just crazy mentality.
It is. It is. And I think also we preserved a lot, too. We talked about that on this show before. You know, there's a lot of preservation that we did.
We should preserve.
We should, but you got to be doing it smart.
Exactly.
It has to be smart.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, you shouldn't preserve along 222 going from here to Kutztown.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Preserve a half mile off of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like,
yeah,
makes
it's,
sense.
I agree with you 100%. And we have an issue with that with shortage of property. So I'll tell you what, we're going to have to wrap this up because this is a long show, but it's a good show. This is really good. I'm having fun. I'm going to have to bring you back again sometime.
We're done?
Almost. Yeah, almost. Well, I have another question. This is a good one. What is your why in life? Like what keeps you going? What keeps you moving? What is the reason that you are here and doing what you do?
I don't know if I can answer that. I don't know if I have a single answer. I do what I do because it gets me out of bed in the morning and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a deal junkie.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about business.
Yeah. And yeah. life too.
Yeah, I'm a deal junkie. Life, you know, my family, there's different reasons I do things.
Yeah.
But for business, I'm not a great manager. I'm a deal junkie. I could do deals like it's crack cocaine.
Yep, yep.
You know, it's just as many as I can do, I love.
That's interesting. So you love that thrill, that excitement at the deal, right there at the deal.
Until the settlement table.
Right.
And then let somebody else
you need to do this.
Please, somebody else take it from there. But
that's
up
funny.
Until that point, I love the negotiations. You know.
Interesting. So. I never knew that about you. I'm actually learning a lot about you. This is really cool. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to beat you at bocce ball someday. Maybe. What do you think? Is it possible? You've seen my moves. You know I'm pretty terrible.
I'm pretty sure I could beat you left-handed, Brad. I'm not.
So there's a thing here real quick about Kevin. Kevin plays he's really good at bocce ball, and he plays down at the shore. And we were down at his house one time, and we were playing bocce ball. And I got the lucky thing of being able to be Kevin's partner. And all I can tell you is I needed therapy after that because I got yelled at more than I've ever been yelled at in my life. What are you doing? You don't throw it that way. Throw it to the right. I mean, it was funny, but he is very good. But it was
competitive.
It's in my mind forever. So, you know, but it was a good time. And I appreciate your friendship, too. It's always been a good time. So thanks so much for being on, man. Is there anything else you want to say to wrap it up?
That's all I got. You're a good man.
It's all good. Well, thank you. You are too. All right. There you have it. Kevin Timoshenko from Metropolitan Companies and all kinds of companies. I shouldn't even just say one. There's so much stuff going on there. But look us up again. We'll be back next week. I'll have some other guests on and hope to see you soon.